You may have taken a flight sometime and wondered or hoped a U.S. Air Marshal was on the plane. That's an undercover guard working for the Transportation Security Administration who's charged with keeping the skies safe. A report in the Boston Globe says Air Marshals are keeping tabs on ordinary travelers who are not suspected of any crime or included on any terrorist watch list. It's part of a program called Quiet Skies, and Air Marshals have told the Globe they've been tasked with following a flight attendant and even a fellow law enforcement agent who evidently aroused suspicion just because of where they happen to travel. Reporter Jonna Winter broke the story for the Boston Globe, and she's with us now. Jonna, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
First, could you just give us an overview of this surveillance program? How long has it been in effect? How many people are involved? How many passengers have been followed?
Well, since the beginning or the middle of March, thousands of, as you said, ordinary Americans who have never been suspected of a crime, have never been put on any watch list, are being followed by teams of armed air marshals all around the country. And anyone who flies into the United States from overseas is automatically screened from this program. And the criteria are so broad and undefined to, well, me and the people who are carrying out these assignments, that anyone can really basically end up on this list with their own surveillance detail, just noting every single thing you do from the moment you're at the airport, during your entire flight, if you get up to go to the bathroom, what you're watching on TV, what you're looking at on your phone, through the point of getting the license plate of the vehicle that picks you up in your arrival city.
What do they do with this information? Did they tell you?
That is the big question. We know that there used to be, or there still is, a very small program where the FBI asks air marshals to surveil their suspects, usually a target of an ongoing terror investigation. And they file these reports minute by minute, after action report that's literally time coded in military time every 2 minutes, and fill out a behavior checklist that everything you do, every facial expression you make, if you fidget, if you're the last one on a plane, things that all of us, myself included, do all the time. And we know that that usually gets relayed back to the FBI or the case agents. In this case, the same amount of extensive intrusive detail is kept and relayed back to TSA, but it just stays in TSA. And we don't know what they're doing with it or why they're collecting it. And TSA won't say.
Yeah. In fact, I was going to ask you about that. Presumably you approach TSA to ask what their rationale was for this level of granular detail for individuals who, as you said, are not on any watch list and have not given any reason to believe that they've committed any crime. What is their rationale for collecting that level of detail on people?
TSA provided a very broad general defense of all of their programs, saying that things are lawful and there's proper congressional and other oversight. They wouldn't even acknowledge the existence of Quiet Skies, even as I read the bulletins to the spokesman over the phone. So I don't know. I don't know what their rationale is. I've tried repeatedly to find out. The air marshals who are assigned to these flights and are being pulled off other flights deemed higher risk to follow people like a flight attendant literally working the flight that she is on. They don't know why they're following these people. They don't think that it's appropriate, and they think it might be illegal. So we're all trying to find that out.
Yeah, tell me more about that, if you would. You indicated in your report that you had heard from a number of air marshals who are themselves concerned. They are concerned that it's a waste of money. They're also concerned that it might be illegal. Could you talk a little bit more about what they told you?
Sure. I've spoken with more than a dozen, and all have pretty much said the same thing, that this is a huge waste of resources, that there's only about less than 3,000 air marshals that fly every day, and there are more than 40,000 flights. So if you move a team of air marshals off of a flight you consider to be a risk and place them on a flight with a flight attendant who is working that flight, then you're diverting resources away from what was already deemed perhaps a threat to begin with. And they say, listen, we want to protect the people, the traveling public. This is the mandate of our agency. We do not think that this being directed to record and report back every single detail about what people are saying on the phone and whether they go to the bathroom and what they are eating on a flight and do they have a computer? If so, what type? What are they doing with their computer? How many phones do they have? Please describe what type of phone, what kind of operating system, what does their case look like. They think this is intrusive and far beyond the mandate of anything they're supposed to be doing.
So before we let you go, you indicated that there have been members of Congress who've wondered whether the TSA is managing its resources appropriately. Have any of them commented on this yet?
I think that we will see some follow-up. I think that would be what we're looking at really next. But TSA insisted that this program, without naming this program, but that all programs receive the required scrutiny from Congress. And I'm not sure that that's the case. And it seems as though that very well may not be the case.
That's Jana Winter. She's a reporter with the Boston Globe. Her story on the Quiet Skies program within the Transportation Security Administration broke this weekend. Jana Winter, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you.